This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a good website. Check it out. I think you'll like it. That's at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we have a really, really interesting program today. We're going to talk about the efficacy of point-of-service testing in breast cancer. And today, my guests are Dr. Jennifer Klemp and Dr. Jody Barr. And Dr. Klemp is an associate professor of medicine in the Division of Clinical Oncology at the University of Kansas Cancer Center and the founder and CEO of the Cancer Survivorship Training Program. And Dr. Barr is a physician with LMH Oncology and Hematology Center in Lawrence, Kansas. And she's board certified in oncology and hematology. And the LMH Health is a member of the Masonic Cancer Alliance, which is an outreach network of the University of Kansas Cancer Center. Formerly known as the Midwest Cancer Alliance, the Masonic Cancer Alliance recently changed its name in recognition of a generous donation from the Kansas Masons. So today we're going to discuss a program launched by KU Cancer Center that's designed to improve community oncology providers' knowledge of genetic testing in breast cancer. And the program, which is called Efficacy of Point-of-Service Testing in Breast Cancer, or EPOST for short, is based on the Project ECHO model, which links specialists at academic institutions with clinicians and teams in local communities. So, Dr. Klemp, let's start with you first. What is the EPOST program, and what does it provide?
Well, hi, Steve, and thank you for having me today.
You bet.
So, the EPOST BC program came about with some generous funding from the Association of Community Cancer Centers, or ACCC, and Pfizer, who put out a grant opportunity to increase genetic testing in women with breast cancer. And part of the reason for that funding opportunity is because there's guidelines that tell us as healthcare professionals who qualifies for genetic testing, how it would benefit them for treatment planning, prevention, and screening. and gives us opportunity to get that type of testing paid for. So when the guidelines keep changing, it's really hard for community practices and academic practices to keep up with those changing times.
Yep.
So we leveraged a platform, which is called Project Echo, which is a kind of a companion of didactic or some prescriptive education, along with case-based learning. So how do we really take practical solutions? What does it look like in clinic? And learn from each other in a collaborative community of practice. So that's really what we embarked on.
And, you know, last month with Dr. Doolittle, we had talked about collaboration. That's a constant theme with the Masonic Cancer Alliance and the collaboration with clinicians, obviously, at KU Medical Center and collaborating with providers out in the rural communities. And guess what? The entire boat rises when we all work together.
Absolutely. And luckily, I've had the opportunity to work really across the state for about the past 15 years, supporting clinics and practices with genetic testing. So this is a way, instead of, which I still love going out and visiting folks in person, but this is a way for us to also have that virtual community of practice and really up the game in helping both clinicians and their whole care team understand how to develop a better workflow. How do we identify patients? How do we get them tested? And then what do we do with that information? So the Project Echo allows us to bring together experts and providers from across the state. We meet once a month and we had 5 sessions really diving deeper into the key elements of genetic testing.
Okay. And when did the EPOS program get started? And then what was the rationale in the very beginning for starting that?
Yeah, we did a kickoff meeting in April at the Masonic Cancer Alliance annual meeting. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for us to really get people excited about this concept of, yes, we have some expertise, but so do all of our partners across the state. And how could we better share that? And through this opportunity, we decided that a statewide Project Echo was really going to be a great opportunity for all of us to meet the needs of right now. I would say, and Dr. Barr can correct me, because this number is like a moving target, we should be testing probably 60, 70% of our patients with breast cancer right now. So that means if you're new in the door, or if you've been seeing your oncologist, or you're now being followed by primary care, there's so many people out that haven't been tested that need to be. And the guidelines are changing, so our surgeon colleagues would really like us to test every woman with breast cancer. So the only way to keep up with that is to really bring testing back to the clinic and then allow us to use the genetic experts we have, like genetic counselors and medical geneticists, as really part of the team, but they can't handle that volume either. So how do we really use the whole team and the experts to deliver care to the patient where they're being cared for?
And, you know, I'm always reading about some new advance, some new breakthrough, some new treatment that's just been spectacularly effective. And so all of this testing and all of this research goes into, at some point, hopefully preventing, or if the breast cancer does present itself, then beating that so that someone can live, post-cancer surgery or treatment for a very long time. And this being National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, this is very, very timely, our discussion here today. So who can participate in the EPOS program?
Right. So currently this program is open to providers across the state of Kansas, and that could be an independent oncology practice, a hospital. And so we have great partners. We have over 90 individuals who are registered for the program, but every month we have over 30 people who participate, which is a really good turnout when you're trying to reach folks really from east to west across the state. The other important piece of this is we do want the whole team to participate. So we have physicians, nurse practitioners, physicians assistants, nurses, navigators, registrars. So by the whole team being part of it, we really can understand the role of each of those team members and how they work better together.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So Dr. Barr, how did you learn about the EPOS program?
Yeah, so we learned about it through our membership with the Masonic Cancer Alliance. we were really, really excited to be able to be a part of MCA. It really affords us the opportunity, like Dr. Klemp said, to collaborate with our fellow, you know, professionals really across the state and, mm-hmm. and our experts at University of Kansas. So initially this all started, we found a gap in our service line, and what that was survivorship. And we felt like, gosh, how do we even start this huge program? So through the Masonic Cancer Alliance, we were able to work hand in hand with them and Dr. Klemp to really build this amazing program, which mm-hmm. we have up and running. Okay. So through our conversations with that, we got to find out about this great program with the EPOST.
Okay, and as part of the EPOST program, what does your participation involve?
Yeah, so like Dr. Klemp said, it's a virtual world, so we log in. It's 5 sessions, about an hour each. We start out with that didactic, so we have that background information, and then the really cool part of all of this is we actually have actual case presentations, and I think that's where most of our learning about all the updates in genetics comes from, and we're able to bounce ideas off each other and really collaborate and learn about the changing genetics.
And so you're talking about we're utilizing the virtual world here, which, you know, the technology is a beautiful thing. So again, last month, Dr. Wolf Birchfield we were talking about using iPads. And sending them out into the rural communities, and we had a specific example of, and we talked specifically about the telehospice program mm-hmm. last month, but if you're in Western Kansas, you may be 2 or 3 hours away from getting into Hays, Kansas to see a specialist, and you're eliminating the windshield time and maybe having a hospice nurse or another hospice representative go out, and there's a high level of security, and you're using iPad, and there's a specific technology, but there could be diagnosis, there can be, you know, orders updated, I mean, all kinds of things that can happen. So really, really happy to hear that this continues to work. For our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about the work with the Masonic Cancer Alliance, you can log on to the website. It's really good, masoniccanceralliance.org. That's masoniccanceralliance.org. Or you could call the program director, Hope Crable, and that phone number is 913-588-3739. So that's 913-588-3739. And again, the Midwest Cancer Alliance has had a name change to Masonic Cancer Alliance. And we're just really, really excited to be able to talk about that today. So at the end of this segment, we always do the Senior Care Live question of the week. And so we'll do that now. All right. It's more of a statement of the week. Women in the United States have a 1 in 8 chance of getting breast cancer in their lifetime. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Just click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll immediately begin to streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, and whatever you have. And it really is that easy. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. And this is a true or false. Women in the United States have a 1 in 8 chance of getting breast cancer in their lifetime. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is...
that is true.
Okay.
So when we look at breast cancer, we Luckily, we have such amazing technology available now. We are bringing that number closer down to zero, and that is our goal with screening as well as genetics, which we're talking about today, is that we can prevent breast cancer and bring that number down to zero.
Yeah, and I was doing the math earlier. Now, I didn't major in math. I was thinking about 1 in 16 point. Oh, no, it says 1 in 12.5. And that number is way too high. I imagine it's been a lot worse, and it keeps coming down all the time. So keep working. This is a big, big, big deal. So today I'm visiting with Dr. Klemp and Dr. Barr. We're having a great conversation about the EPOS program. So can you each share some takeaways that you've gained from the EPOS program so far? And this is brand new. I didn't realize it was that new just this last March. So what are some takeaways that you have with the program just so far?
So our takeaway coming from a community center is really the ability to stay up to date on genetics. Like Dr. Klemp said, this is really changing rapidly from day to day. And so trying to figure out how to implement this testing, and so our patients actually are able to get this testing done within their community. And also that extends to their family members as well. So that it's really pretty amazing to be able to collaborate and to be able to build that program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think building on what Dr. Barr mentioned is that by forming this community of practice, we really do have an opportunity to support each other, and not just with this topic, but with other topics related to survivorship and treatment and advances in care. And when we work in isolation, it's just not as much fun and it's not as good for the patient. So being able to have this community of practice allows us to run ideas by each other and really collaborate with the best intention of caring for the patient. And in our opinion, close to home. There's no reason patients should have to travel unless we do have some sort of phase 1 trial that's only available in Kansas City. But yeah, if we can help coordinate and navigate their care close to home, I think that's what's really important.
And you're able to reach people all over the state of Kansas, even in the most rural areas, and Western Missouri as well.
That's correct. And my own clinical practice is all telegenetics now. And it's great because I can see a patient in Hayes, a patient in Liberal, and a patient in Topeka all, within the same 3-hour block.
Wow.
So it really helps us, democratize access to genetics and then get those individuals to experts as needed.
Okay, excellent. So if others would like to implement a similar initiative, what do they need to consider?
Coming from our perspective from a community program, we've learned that it really does take a multidisciplinary team. So you need a collaboration with an organization like the Masonic Cancer Alliance. This has allowed us to really be able to reach across the state and have our experts to be able to put in these type of programs.
And I also think what it takes is champions. Like Dr. Barr is a champion at Lawrence Memorial Hospital. And without a champion, it's really hard to make change happen. And so we are lucky, I think, across the state to have so many champions and helping to facilitate evidence-based care to their patients, and having that enthusiasm to bring that to their patients, I think is really important.
And, I just thought of something as a healthcare consumer. I'm just a guy, living out here with my family, my children, my mom, and et cetera. And some people see healthcare as this big competitive environment, and it is somewhat competitive. So I'll say that it's very refreshing to learn about all of this collaboration and everyone working together. And you can compete, but you can also work together. And ultimately, who wins? The people win. The residents win. And they may have some genetic testing. They may have some treatment that they otherwise maybe they wouldn't have had the opportunity to do that. And everyone wins with this collaboration and this teamwork.
Absolutely. And I think the more we can remember that, I think people worry about the competitive factors, but through the Midwest or the Masonic Cancer Alliance, I think it's really been a nice model to show we aren't all part of the same health system, but we work together for clinical trials, for increasing evidence-based care, and all the different initiatives. So I think that really demonstrates that this can be done and we can all play well in the sandbox.
That's right. And it's smart too, because now you have, 10 times the resources, 100 times the resources. It's not up to just one one group or one, you know, one entity to carry that entire load. So I think it's fantastic. Dr. Barr, what makes your participation in the ePost program valuable or beneficial?
I think the most beneficial part of the ePost is to be able to create best practices. How can we create a program that's going to extend to all of our patients and really give them the most beneficial care that we can give them?
Okay. And as we approach the end of today's segment, Dr. Klemp, what is your ultimate hope for the ePost program?
I think the ultimate hope for ePost is that we extend it outside breast cancer. So we're working on gynecologic cancers, prostate cancer. It really needs to extend to pretty much any type of cancer. So the opportunity to bring testing right there in the clinic, regardless of the type of testing, and have experts to support that model is my ultimate goal.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. If you would like to just learn more about this, if you're a healthcare specialist or group out there and you want to say, you're saying, you know, how can we get in on this? How can we collaborate? Contact the Masonic Cancer Alliance at MasonicCancerAlliance.org, or you can also reach out to the program director, Hope Crable, at 913-588-3739. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment or of the program, the Midwest Cancer Alliance is now the Masonic Cancer Alliance. And the name change is in recognition of a generous gift made by the Kansas Masons to support efforts to prevent cancer and improve the lives of people all in our area. And this reaches all throughout the state of Kansas and into Western Missouri. The Masonic Cancer Alliance serves the state of Kansas and Western Missouri as the outreach network of the University of Kansas Cancer Center. The Kansas Masons have supported the KU Cancer Center for more than 40 years, contributing more than $30 million to the KU Cancer Center research efforts. That's just amazing. They have focused their support on the Cancer Center's goal of improving the health of the region and obtaining comprehensive designation from the National Cancer Institute. The new gift will allow the Masonic Cancer Alliance to continue to support rural research and provider education, as well as expand to support primary care providers in their cancer control efforts. That is just amazing. So, Dr. Barr and Dr. Klemp, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order from the most recent one and then back. Find the one you want, click the play button. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll stream to your electronic device, and lots of thousands of people listen to the podcast. Many people even subscribe to the podcast, so they hear it every week. A lot of people will download those, and then they'll just listen to them when they can on long car rides or just whenever they can get to that. So feel free to help yourself. It's just a great way to connect with the program and keep up with it. All right, just want to say a special thanks again to just the wonderful Dr. Klemp and Dr. Barr. Today we were talking about the efficacy of point-of-service testing in breast cancer, the ePost program, and I'll tell you what, And just a huge thank you to the Kansas Masons for your generous gift, and then congratulations on changing the name from the Midwest Cancer Alliance to the Masonic Cancer Alliance at masoniccanceralliance.org. Just an amazing teamwork, and this helps everyone in our entire region in the area of cancer, and it's going to be as Dr. Clint mentioned, you know, her vision for this is to have this expand into some other areas as well. It's all about collaboration and just combining all of the intellectual knowledge and horsepower and efforts it's a rising tide, and everyone, and I mean everyone, wins in that type of a situation. And this will allow the Masonic Cancer Alliance to continue its excellent, excellent work. So I'm just really, really excited about that. All right, so we're going to shift gears now and talk about a specific way to pay for long-term care. So we're talking about paying for, you know, assisted living, long-term care, home care, and those sort of things. And as previously mentioned in many of the episodes, when we focus on how to pay for long-term care, you know, we talk about private pay as spending your own money, using your own resources for care. We've talked about Medicare. It's medical coverage. Think of it as your health insurance. If you're over 65 and you've got Part A, Part B, and then supplements, Part D for medications, and it gets pretty confusing. And by the way, just a program note, next week in the second half of the program, I will have Mark Squires, an absolute Medicare expert, and we're going to cover a lot of mileage in just two short segments. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up this next week. You could also use and count on the VA aid and attendance benefit if you are a qualifying veteran or the spouse, a surviving spouse of a veteran. And we're going to be talking about that in November with a VFW veteran service officer. We're going to break that down for you and give you a lot of tremendous information. But today I just want to focus on long-term care insurance. And I'll tell you what, somehow, and I'm not sure how, somehow it kind of gets a bad rap a little bit, I think. So I think I have people ask me all the time, Steve, my parents, you know, they don't have long-term care insurance, and I'm seeing the cost, you know, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month for assisted living, long-term care, $8,000 to upwards of $14,000 a month for long-term care, you know, nursing support. There's no way that my wife and I are going to be able to ever afford that. And, you know, we've been thinking about this long-term care insurance. Do you think we should get it? And how important do you think it is? And I immediately, with no hesitation, yes, you should get it. And how important is it? I think it's just as important as your health insurance. Every bit as important as your health insurance. So it's a very specific type of insurance policy that will pay for, you know, your home care services, adult daycare services, assisted living, and of course that long-term care or nursing home care. So it pays very, very specifically for that type of care. That's why it's called long-term care insurance. And I think it's every bit as important as your healthcare coverage, period. But Steve, you know, it might cost me an extra, you know, $200 a month. Gosh, that's a lot of money. What if I don't use it? And I'm like, sir or ma'am, if you don't use your long-term care insurance policy, congratulations, you just won the lottery. And it's not quite lottery odds, but I'll tell you the national numbers that's just consistently reported, 75% of all of us, 75% will use, pay for, and need and require long-term care at some point in our lives. So if you're the 25% that will not need long-term care, and so your long-term care insurance wouldn't pay out, that's a very, very good thing. Well, Steve, you know, I'm pretty healthy. You know, I'm relatively young, and I just don't see it. I just don't want to throw my money away. You know, why would I spend all that money if maybe I won't use it? Okay, so let's go through the analogies. Do you pay car insurance every month? Well, yeah. Well, have you used it? Well, no, I've never been in a wreck. Well, then why are you paying for that insurance if you haven't used it? It just doesn't make sense. What you're buying protection, and you're basically paying to shift that risk or that responsibility of payment to someone else, meaning the insurance company. Your house, your homeowner's insurance. Now, I better knock on wood. You know, I've lived in homes for a long time. I have paid a serious amount of money in homeowner's insurance, and I have yet to file a claim, a homeowner's insurance claim. And guess what? I am as happy as a clam. I'm extremely happy that I have not filed or had to file a homeowner's insurance claim, because that means I haven't had damage or enough damage to file, you know, for a roof or, you know, whatever. And so I'm happy to do that, because if God forbid, if there is a tornado or some significant wind damage or hail that requires, a $15,000 new roof or whatever, I'm going to pay a deductible, and then my insurance company is going to foot the majority of that bill. So that is what this is all about. These policies are much better than, you know, way back in the old days, in the early 90s, these things used to be basically a nursing home policy. Well, that's not very exciting. Well, it'll only pay if you move to a nursing home. Well, most people just didn't get too excited about that. Again, today's policy pays for, again, home care, adult daycare, assisted living, and of course, long-term care nursing home costs. So this is what I recommend as far as the variables. An elimination period, which is your deductible, I recommend 90 days. So that means that you would pay the cost for the first 90 days, and then on the 91st day, the long-term care insurance policy starts paying out its daily benefit. Now, you can buy a shorter elimination period, 60 days, 30 days, 0 days. That just means that the smaller your deductible, the higher the monthly premium. Okay, so that's how that works. 90 days is a pretty normal deductible. And again, they call it an elimination period for some strange reason. It's a deductible. I like to speak in English. It's a deductible. So that 90 days less is great. That just means your premium is going to go up a little bit. Okay, I'm going to recommend a daily benefit, a minimum daily benefit of $200 a day. And if you can get more, I think I might. I'm just about officially going to recommend $250 a day, because a semi-private room in a long-term care community is approaching $7,000 on the average. So if you had $250 a day, that's $7,500 a month, and that's going to take care of pretty much anywhere in this entire region for a semi-private room in a nursing home. Oh, and it'll also pay for pretty much every single assisted living facility around. But a minimum of $200 a day, that'll cover the majority of the cost. As far as the term, I recommend a 5-year term on the policy. You can no longer buy those lifetime policies. The insurance companies lost their shirts on that one, and you can't even buy that anymore. But a 5-year term, you're going to cover the national averages of 2.4 years in assisted living. 59% of those residents require an upgrade to long-term care, where the average length of stay is 2.4 years. They're within days of each other. There's your 5-year term. Longer is better, but that would cover the averages. And then this is a gotta have, not negotiable, in my opinion, a 5% inflation rider. That means every year that $200 a day, whatever your benefit is per day, it inches up 5% every single year. And what that does is that keeps up with the rising cost of the care, because it trust me, it's going up 3-5% per year like clockwork. So if you don't have that rider, and 20 years later, you're only going to afford about half of your long-term care cost, you don't want to get caught. And then I don't have time to go in depth, but I must say your policy must be a state partnership plan. If it is not, check with your long-term care your insurance representative and make sure or switch it to a state partnership plan. And trust me, you will thank me for that. And right after the break, I have a consumer alert. You're not going to want to miss that. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Also, just want to put a footnote on the overview of long-term care insurance. When is the right time to buy the insurance? I don't think you need to be buying it at age 20, but you know, my recommendation, and I've had this supported pretty much throughout just about everyone I've ever spoken with, age 55 plus or minus 5 years. That is the sweet spot where it'll be the most reasonable price versus when you would statistically need that coverage. So 55 plus or minus 5 years. Our friend Dave Ramsey, love him to pieces. He says, don't buy it until your 60th birthday. And on that day, your birthday present can be the long-term care insurance policy for you and your spouse or, you know, together or individually. And so my only hesitation, and I'm not going to argue with Dave, he's got all the numbers on his side. My only hesitation with that is you have to qualify for these policies with your pretty good health. Okay, so this isn't, you know, like the Affordable Care Act where, you know, everyone is covered regardless. It does not work that way. You have to pass an underwriting process. And so if you have any sort of memory issues, or you have maybe some challenges with, you know, diabetic management, or you've had a particular type of cancer and maybe that's been removed and successful, but there's that in the history, there are all sorts of things that could disqualify you from obtaining a long-term care insurance policy. So you just have to be, you know, just have to be just really, really careful with that. And then last but not least, for the folks out there who may say, well, I'm not going to buy it because what if I don't use it? Okay. Well, again, you're very fortunate. You're in the 25%. But the insurance industry is now being pretty creative. And they are bundling life insurance policies with long-term care insurance. And so you're covered either way. If you don't need or you don't use your long-term care insurance benefits and you pass away, your beneficiary will receive an amount paid out through the life insurance part of the contract. If you do need the long-term care insurance, it's easier to qualify for that long-term care insurance, by the way, when it's bundled with life insurance, and then you're covered with the life insurance. If you don't need it, then your loved ones will receive a death benefit through the life insurance part of it, and now you are covered, and you're really kind of covered both ways. Normally, I have to say I'm not a huge fan of bundling policies, but I like this one for that very specific reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. I keep hearing about this stuff. Let me say first and foremost, when I help our clients with senior care consulting find the right senior care community, whether that's assisted living, long-term care, it may involve memory care, it may involve all of the above in a continuing care retirement community, senior care consulting, we do the research and we find the best available facilities and communities meeting your exact needs. So there are a lot of really great providers in our area, in this listening area. And so we're very blessed. We're very fortunate. But guess what? I'm hearing more and more negative stories. I want to share one with you here, and then I'm going to suggest what you might do about this if you're in this particular place or if you're in a situation similar to this. So this is a place in the Kansas City Metro. It has lots and lots of stars next to its name at Medicare.gov. And again, that's why I always say you can't just go by a bunch of stars on a page. There's so much more to it. I mean, there's good information, but it does not tell the entire story. So I recently worked with a wonderful family, and they had a loved one in this particular place. And they were telling me, they just went on and on and on and on about some of their frustrations. And I'm like, well, that's not normal. Well, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Well, that's not normal. Can we do better than that? Yes, guaranteed we can do better than that. So some of their complaints were they won't help mom with her dentures. I'm like, what does that mean? They won't clean them. They won't put it in the soaking solution and that kind of scrubs off any, you know, stains or anything and gets them nice and clean and ready to go. They won't help her put them in her mouth. She's just doing without. And I'm like, well, that's abnormal. That doesn't even make sense to me. And they said, well, that's up to the family. Well, what if the family can't be there, you know, twice a day? That's insane. Every single place I've ever gone to, denture care is just part of the daily support with your activities of daily living. Another one, no flexibility in the meals, the type of meals, or the timing. This is when you'll eat. This is what you'll eat, and you will like it. I'm like, wow. I think a hospital is even more flexible than that. To give you an example of what's called culture change or person-centered care, most places who do a good job with culture change or person-centered care at the long-term care level, we're talking about the nursing home level here, most places will say, whenever you'd like to get up, you don't have to have breakfast at 7 or any particular time. Whenever you would like to just naturally wake up, then let us know what you'd like and we'll make your breakfast to order. Boom, done. If you'd like to eat in your room, most places will accommodate that. Now, sometimes that's not a good idea, but I mean, there's a lot of flexibility here with culture change and person-centered care. I guess this place has never heard of that, which again is insane. Lots of stars by their name. No grooming. There's not been help with shaving or anything related to grooming. They didn't even wipe the supplement from her mouth, kind of on the sides of her mouth, after drinking it. They were just going to put her to bed. And I'm like, you're kidding me. I'm just about to fall on the floor. They won't put in mom's hearing aids. I'm like, you're kidding me. When I hear stuff like this, I get really, really fired up. Okay, and then last but not least, they don't challenge her or encourage her to participate in her rehab therapy. And guess what? All of this, and I'm doing air quotes, care is being paid for by Medicare. This is not good at all. Okay, so the family's complained over and over and over, but no improvement, no response from the staff regarding all of the many questions and issues. So here's what you can do. If you've exhausted all your options with no success, call the state of Kansas and report this. This is neglect, a clear case of neglect. 1-800-842-0078 in the state of Missouri. 1-800-392-0210. And last but not least, I'm solidly recommending installing video camera in your loved one's room so that you can keep an eye on them, even if you can't stop by, you know, every hour of every day. This is getting ridiculous. So we're going to have to step up our efforts in making sure our seniors are safe and getting the care that they need and absolutely deserve.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, I get fired up when I hear about stuff like that, folks. And again, this is not normal. There are some really great places out there. If you need help identifying that, you can call me anytime. I'm your host, Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.